The nation continues to produce more medical doctors and professionals to boost health delivery. Last Saturday, after several years of training, more than 700 graduates passed out from the University of Ghana. Radio Ghana finds out from the Public Affairs Director of the College of Health Sciences of the University of Ghana, Perry Fusu, the measures put in place to ensure that the graduates remain in the country. He spoke to George Ankwa.
In the past, sometimes, even before graduation, some of them leave. The reasons that were assigned included the fact that the remuneration was low. Secondly, another reason that was given had to do with the fact that there were no postgraduate programs and specialist training programs in Ghana. Now, over the years, this has changed. The remuneration has improved. Postgraduate programs have been put in place, including specialist training programs. And you'll find that there is now the Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons, where these graduates go through training programs to become specialists. And therefore, if you compare the figures, you'll see that it has gone down drastically. There is another thing that the University of Ghana College of Health Sciences has done, and that has to do with putting in place an endowment fund that helps the graduates who remain to earn some stipends in the form of scholarship, so that while they are in their postgraduate training and cannot do locum, that is private practice, they are able to get some money from the endowment funds monthly for a period of time. Those who want to do research are also supported by way of giving them money to buy reagents and so on and so forth. So if you compare, you will notice that now almost all of them pay. There is one other thing that makes them remain, and that has to do with the house job. The fact that the period has now increased from 1 year to almost 2 years. And if you don't go through that program and you don't get the license from the Medical and Dental Council, you still have a problem because you wouldn't have been licensed to practice. So all these things are now contributing towards reducing the movement out of Ghana of the graduates. And so I think that I can confidently say the trend has changed. The majority of them, if not all, remain for a period of time because there is the possibility of undergoing postgraduate training after the house job and so on and so forth.
That was the Public Affairs Director of the College of Health Sciences of the University of Ghana, Perry Fusu.